This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. This is Frida Liu in Open for Business. And I'm here with Heng Hua Chuin and Ali R. Rida from Green Constitutes. They're doing something very interesting around energy. And we'll talk about that, obviously. But your company is now almost 1 year old. Why did you both decide to start this business?
Well, thank you for inviting us in this interview. There are many reasons behind why we started the business, such as personal interest and potential business opportunity. But on a general point of view, it's basically our concern on the environment of our current practices of generating energy. And we are quite concerned on the future generations to come. I mean, like, this green stuff has to keep moving on. And with the rising cost of electricity and depleting natural resources, so we all knew that somehow change is needed. So basically, we want to be a part of that change. And why we choose energy is because energy means progress, and progress means future.
Mm. Yes. What industries did you both come from before this? Because you both look so young, and yeah.
Well, both of us actually came from mechanical engineering background, and actually we have some similarity in the oil and gas industries. And Ali has worked in a lot of some manufacturing plants, working as consultants. Me, on the other hand, I work in the automotive field, and also through some past experience in the oil and gas industry.
So, yeah. With your company right now, what are the services you have?
Currently, we offer solutions in both renewable energy and energy efficiency. So, in renewable energy sector, we have wind energy. We offer services. We are more like a total solution provider, from greenfield development, turnkey solutions, and technical and commercial management of a wind turbine. And for solar energy, we are a supplier for solar modules. And we usually work along with existing approved service provider in Malaysia. And for the energy efficiency products, we have an energy management system in which there are smart plugs and a software that which you can monitor your energy consumption. And then you can manage them downwards. And also we have energy efficient lightings, such as LED lights and daylighting system like solar tube.
Okay, so using the wind and the sun.
Yes,
now,
exactly.
I was looking through your website as well. You have a chili plantation in Sungai Siput, which is confirmed working with you on a wind turbine to power their fertigation system. So how does this work, and how much will it save them compared to their current energy source?
Well, basically, a fertigation system requires a mixer and a pump to distribute their water and mixing batch on the fertigation system. So, however, if you consider the whole plantation, it requires some lightings and also some other electrical appliances because the workers over there is situated on site. So, basically, they have dorms and fans and so on. They need some kind of power. Usually, plantations are located quite off the grid. So pulling the grid will be quite expensive. So that's why we offer on-site energy generation. For current practices, they are using diesel generators, and which is not that very environmental friendly, as we all know. In terms of this kind of market, we do have an advantage because we generate energy on-site, and we could possibly save them a lot of money rather than pulling the grid.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what kind of savings are we talking about?
Well, it depends on a lot of things if you want to calculate savings. There are a lot of things to consider. I mean, like fuel costs, the operation and maintenance costs of a system. So in terms of fuel, we have an advantage because since wind and sun is free, so that is where the advantage comes into play. And in a long-term point of view, so the customers will enjoy savings up to probably 30K a year.
Okay, in this project of this size. Okay.
It depends on the project.
Okay, basically. What entails that? And how much is this project worth?
Well, if the turbines alone would cost around 300,000, but because we are a solution provider, so we test the wind on site first, because this is a very important procedure. Before you intend to install, we actually always advise our clients to actually conduct wind resource assessment so that they know that it is feasible to use a wind turbine on site. So basically, the whole package will sum up around 400,000.
What is this wind assessment? Whether the area is windy enough?
Let me add on something to this. Well, in this project, we are talking about 10 kilowatt of usage. As Ali mentioned earlier, for wind energy, we come in as a total solutions provider. So what we do as a total solutions provider, firstly, we have to test and monitor the wind. So how do you find wind? We install a mast and we find the exact spot and the location, whether it's feasible or not. Then we move on to the turnkey, which is the supply and installation of to the system or to on site. And then we carry on the O&M after sales. So the overall project is actually costing about 400K from testing up to supply.
Generally. But when you talk about wind assessment, it is also evaluation how much wind the area gets.
Exactly.
So if a building turns up there, it could affect everything.
Exactly.
Ah. Okay.
Well,
now,
this project actually is quite outskirts, as you say, Sungai Siput. So there's not many buildings.
No, there are no immediate plans.
Exactly.
Now, you also have a mixed development project in Genting Permai. They've requested you to provide a wind assessment service to monitor wind condition on site. So that is basically where they actually check how much wind they have. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And, you know, on the energy management auditing site, you're currently running a test account at the operation office in your own operation office in Gombak.
Yes.
Okay. Why and what happens after that?
Well, it is always advisable for companies to try out their own products to better understand its operation and further convince potential clients to actually buy your products. So the reason why we actually have purchased the product and have it in our office, as a test account, is that for us to familiarize with the setups and settings of the hardware and software. Because this is quite important, because different countries have different settings. So the only thing that we want to have a test account, because we want to develop the software and to localize the software. Basically, because from where the technology came from, they have different electricity rates, different tariffs, so we need to change that first in order to suit our local condition before we actually deploy it to the market.
Okay. Yeah. Heng Hua Chuin and Ali Rida from Green Constitutes are here to talk about alternative energy sources, and we'll continue our chat in just a moment. Open for Business, BFM 89.9. This is Open for Business on Enterprise. I'm here with Heng Hua Chuin and Ali Rida from Green Constitutes, talking about the alternative energy sources. They use the wind, they use the sun. Now, how have you managed to convince people so far with your plan, seeing that you're not even 1 year old?
Well, basically, in this business, what would customer actually look at? It's the savings that we concern, actually. So how do we convince clients? Basically, very easy. Investing more in alternative sources, that is for sure. But however, if you could justify the cost of investing it, and then the return is very much acceptable, then I believe it would be fine for the customers.
Even without a track record?
Yeah, exactly, because these products are all actually, it's been in the world for years. So it's stepping into Malaysia. So I believe track record wise, they can actually look at, you know, overseas. And there are many companies and entrepreneurs going green thing recently. Yeah. So in terms of sun, we have almost 20-30 years of technology. In the wind, you have, you know, our neighboring countries in Philippines, Vietnam, they're all developing. So I believe it's time for Malaysia to start. And with the SEDA, it's coming in very soon as well.
Okay. So what kind of companies would benefit most from your services?
Well, there's a wide range of companies that we look at. It depends on what kind of services you look at. So basically, if in general, it's these energy-consuming companies, I mean, large corporation which having a lot of offices, and probably industrial areas which consumes a lot of electricity and want to reduce their consumption. Also, agricultural sector, which are remotely located and not having the grid over there. So, and then also we are looking at property developers who are going green. In, there's this green building index, which a lot of property developers are looking at. So they want to score points to get some investment tax allowance for them and probably get some green profiling. So these are all our targeted clients at the moment.
Okay. And with your technology, where is it from?
It depends. Actually, our technologies comes from all around the world. So if in the wind turbines, we have two different products. One is from US and one is from Taiwan. And also, of course, in the wind turbine, we have the utility skills that we have not mentioned in this case here. But the utility skills turbine, they came from Spain. And actually, they are one of the global leader with very much installed over the world. And
convincing track records.
Yes. And on the PV modules, it comes from China with the collaboration of technology with Germany. And the energy management system, we call it the smart grid, and the software is called the Cinebel. So it comes from UK. It's developed and analyzed in UK. Yeah. So, and also we offer lighting solutions, which also comes from China because of the manufacturing is cheap over there.
What kind of investments did you both begin with?
Well, first and foremost, at the beginning of our when we start up this company, it was more on the research and development of finding the best technology suited in Malaysian condition. So the first few months, like say for maybe 3 to 4 months, we are looking for suppliers and a technology provider that can be fitted with our market demand, and we're looking for suitable technology for market adoption in Malaysia. And as our products and services are finalized, then most of the investment goes into sales and marketing, which we printed out brochures and then set up an email account. And then we also, in terms of technical development of the company, we do purchase some wind data loggers for ourselves so that we can actually show the clients how the wind testing is done. Basically, it's not a complete system, but it's a movable system.
So how much would it be in terms of investments?
For the current moment, we have calculated, we have invested around approximately 50,000 to 60,000.
Okay. Yes. And also, you know, are you all getting any support from the government directly or indirectly?
Well, sadly, in this case, not yet. I hope. But then, if anything, I suppose we are the ones supporting the government in terms of giving useful information, and hopefully with the formation of the new Sustainable Energy Development Authority, well, things can be more aggressive and effective in terms of green technologies in Malaysia, because it's still quite new and a lot of policies not in place, a lot of
cost issues. Okay, so it's more about policies and making things a lot easier rather than funding.
Yes, I would say government in terms of policy making has a central role. So if they set the correct policy, then it is easier for businesses to move on. And let's say, for example, the policy of a feed-in tariff that they are going to implement, but I'm not sure why not yet being implemented, but I'm sure they have their reasons. So with that kind of support and policy, that will actually help not just people in business like us in green technologies, but also for our clients who are actually investing in renewable energy. So this, I would say, will play a very important role in the future.
Okay. And what are some of your upcoming projects for the rest of the year?
We have had new and very interesting inquiries from an agricultural company in Portickson, and also in a residential development in Malacca.
Mm-hmm.
Also, for the past year, we have been working with the government and a few authorities on a 100 megawatt wind farm, which is going to be located in Sabah.
The land below the wind.
Yes, ah. Exactly.
The land below the wind.
Okay, so okay, all the best to both of you.
Yes.
And you know, let's go green with that. I've been speaking to Heng Hua Chuin and Ali Arida from Green Constitutes. This is Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.